This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent the first hour talking about Brexit and second Brexit and possibly third Brexit, although technically that would be what 11th is in the Lord of the Rings realm there. The 11th is, of course, being Ireland being upset that AIG is looking to relocate to Luxembourg from London instead of relocating to Dublin. You can call about any of those things or whatever is on your mind or what we're about to talk about, which is
beer. Can I say one last thing, though, about the other thing?
Of course, please.
Just because I think, like, the point, the reason that I had brought that article into is because I think the good point behind it is Ireland's concerns that the EU was picking and choosing the winners in the marketplace. Do you know what I mean? By offering lax regulation and stuff like
that.
Well,
it's technically Luxembourg that has the lax regulations. Ireland is a member of the EU.
But even it is kind of going against the grain of what the EU was supposed to be, which was the way it was sold was very, very much a level playing field in all these areas like banking and things like that.
Yeah.
But they left this little carve out for insurance companies. So, you know, states like Luxembourg, countries like Luxembourg.
I'll have to keep an eye on that whole AIG thing. And, you know, maybe in the following weeks, I'll keep you guys updated.
So there's apparently some changes to beer laws.
They're kind of always changing, and I always kind of keep my eyes open for this, and Heather brought up the fact that she was bringing an Irish story, and
the
I'm
Irish
like,
love
well,
beer.
And you, everybody knows what tomorrow is.
If I know anything about Ireland, I learned it from Family Guy, that there are more drunks than people.
That's an interesting fact I would challenge.
Wait, what?
It's a Family Guy joke where they went to Ireland and they said, little known fact about Ireland, there's more drunks than people. And it showed the airplane landing on the runway that was just covered in beer bottles.
I'm sure.
I love a good Family Guy reference.
That's all right. The Irish certainly do like their beer. And here in America, we pay absolutely no attention to the history of St. Patrick. And we wear green shirts, drink green beer, and pretty much half the population.
It's a made-up holiday. It's a completely made-up holiday.
But it's a fun one.
It's an excuse for people to drink horrible, horrible beer.
There goes Daryl.
I like
the
good beer.
There are some great Irish beers.
Hold on. I like good beer, and there have been some laws that have been changed in certain states over the last decade that allow people to wind up getting good beer a little easier.
In Daryl's world, you can drink beer, you just can't have fun.
No, you can have fun, just
you can't
don't
declare
celebrate
it a holiday.
Stupid
you
things.
You can't have a holiday, because that would be fun.
That's okay. Celebrating stupid things is part of life. I mean, that's one of the joys, is that, you know, and I do like St. Patrick's Day, because it's one of those days where...
Oh, God, you're like one of those libertarians that make you feel like you're ruining the world for watching football.
I watch
not
football. I watch football.
But football's fun, Daryl.
I know.
You can't watch football.
But football's not a made-up holiday. Football is...
They have parades, too. There's a St. Patrick's Day parade, and there was a Patriots parade because we're awesome. Football is also an excuse to drink beer, so...
We're tying this all back together to my story.
There's the Parade of Roses that I will occasionally watch. But, no, I'm a big football fan, and I actually, you know, go to bat against the libertarians that are like, you should only have fun by smoking weed and listening to crappy music. But because exactly. That's how I entertain myself. Well,
yeah.
No, I would rather entertain myself by watching pro wrestling and college football. Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. So we're going to talk about this. And we've talked about beer and how you can get beer in the United States and how it ties back to Prohibition. So during Prohibition, beer was outlawed. That was something you couldn't do. So a lot of beer manufacturers started making ginger beer, or they made root beer, or they made things that were completely unrelated to what they were doing.
Right. But and I think IBC is probably one of the few, if I remember correctly, they started doing the root beer and cream soda, and then they just stuck with it after Prohibition ended instead of going back to making the beers. We'll get into the beer story. We've got a couple of calls. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What kind of beer do you like?
I do not drink any beer. I don't have any, taste for it.
You drink hard liquor, don't you?
I thought she was a teetotaler.
I had her down for wine.
Do you drink at all, Sarah?
I'm a tea drinker. I'm a tea drinker of sugarless tea, jasmine tea, oolong tea.
But no alcohol.
No alcohol.
Gotcha.
But anyway, but I just want to say that I'm into, you know what I like? I like red wine extract, like a powder.
Ah, see, I was right.
Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
Okay.
It's good for you.
They say it's good for you. Yes, but I just want to say that, you know, that here in New Mexico, we pulled out all the junk snack machines out of our schools. Maybe like
why do the schools have snack machines anyway?
Well, you know what? The sugar industry has pushed the candies, the sugary drinks, into all the schools. And that's when you went for a snack, that's all you got.
So your schools had candy vending machines in them?
Ooh, I'm going to beg to differ with you there, Sarah, because I was involved in student government way back in the 1930s
you
when I was in school. Yes, I was.
Back in 1872 when the Prussian school system was coming to the United States, Chris was the class president.
My school was very small, and one of the things that if I'm remembering this right, but I think the student body voted to bring in a soda machine. In other words, the students wanted one.
Yeah, I remember.
And we voted it, and we arranged for it to happen. So it wasn't that you know, Coca-Cola or Pepsi was, you know, knocking on the door of the principal's office going, hey, can we put a machine in here? It was the students saying, we'd like to have this. This would be a good thing.
I remember when I was in high school 20-plus years ago, everybody that ran for class president said, if elected, I'll put in a snack machine and a drink. But we didn't have those things.
Right, right.
We did, and I don't know how this happened, but I believe we did have a Gatorade machine in the field house.
Right.
So where the football team changed before and after football practice, before games, etc. I believe we had a Gatorade machine in there, but it was completely separate, and only the football players had access to it.
Yeah. So again, in at least in my small town experience, it was demand from the customers that brought that machine in. It wasn't necessarily, you know, soda salesman knocking on the door.
Well, you know what? I don't know exactly what snacks that we had like before we pulled it out, and it got replaced with nuts and granolas and fruits. I think that's what I was told. So I think the only thing that was left in there was a sugary candy or a sugary drink. Those are the only two options you had for children going to school. So it was like the health professional of the schools that have done that. And, you know, if they could do that, and it's a going trend across the nation, and the going trend is the sugar tax, we could do it. I really think that New Mexico
without even going to a sugar tax, people in general are trying to eat healthier. People recognize that high fructose corn syrup and things that are made with it are bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. That's not something government had to tell us. It's something that people on the internet kind of espouse, and a lot of people feel that way.
And apparently, according to the Albuquerque Journal, the vending machines with junk food were removed from schools in New Mexico in 2006. So thank you for the breaking news from a decade ago, Sarah. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. Hopefully it's truth.
We'll get back to some beer.
We'll take calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to save 5% on things that you're going to buy online?
I would.
Now, unfortunately, you can't buy beer this way.
But
you can buy a bunch of other stuff using saveatpurse.com. And you can save up to 25, 30%. 33% is the cap that they, you know, that they got to put a cap somewhere. And you might be asking, like, how do I save this 5, 10, 20% or more? Again, go to saveatpurse.com. And what you'll do after you get the account, you'll put things in an Amazon wish list, and then you've got to set the settings of the wish list to certain things. And then you import that wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin. Someone buys the Bitcoin at a markup. You get the items at a discount. Amazon gets all of the money that Amazon gets, and everybody winds up happy, right? Because you save money, the person gets Bitcoin, and it's a win-win-win. I've used this a bunch, close to 50 times over the last 2 years. I've saved close to $500, and I've not made, you know, huge purchases. I know other people that, you know, they've saved $100 on a single purchase because they're buying a very high-priced item. Again, saveatpurse.com. It's definitely worth it, even if you just save 5% on an instant buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's extra
nothing,
money in your pocket right there.
That's decent.
Saveatpurse.com.
And to be accurate, Daryl, there was a story that came out yesterday that Amazon is beginning to deliver through their Prime service in certain cities, delivering alcohol, wine, champagne, and beer.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that story. Maybe we'll get to it on another evening.
Because
that,
I know I've looked at some of the what they call direct shippers.
Right.
To where you can order beer over the internet, and you've got to pay a really ridiculously high delivery fee. You've got to pay them a fee to look at your ID before they drop it off. And it's not easy to do.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit after this story. But we kind of teased this last hour, and we were talking about how the system that we buy beer was kind of set up after Prohibition, after that debacle. And
right.
When you prohibit items, you make it illegal for people to purchase things that they want, then we get increases in crime because guess what? People are going to still buy it. They're still going to want it. And they are going to turn to people that are willing to sell it on the black market. Those
right.
People on the black market have no court system, no legal system to protect them. So often that turns to violence. And
right.
There's a million reasons why prohibition's bad. And prohibition was bad for alcohol. And today it's bad for drugs.
Right.
But we're going to focus on a brighter spot.
Right, and you know, since you had mentioned the alcohol prohibition, there are still some places that wind up requiring, if you want to open, say, a microbrew or some sort of brew pub, they require that the building that you're using had been not only in existence prior to prohibition, but also used as a brewery.
Right.
Prior to prohibition. So it's just, it's a way to still basically enforce prohibition without calling it alcohol prohibition.
Right. And the other part of those type of laws is protectionism. So
it's all in the name of public safety.
Well, not always. Sometimes it's in the name of supporting those big brewers that donate lots to my campaign.
That's exactly
you
right.
You know, and Pennsylvania is really notorious for that. Yingling has an amazing lobbying group.
There was a proposal in Alabama about a decade ago where they wanted to increase the ABV, that's the alcohol by volume, from the 6% limit to 13.9%. The guy that was in charge of Birmingham Budweiser made one public statement against this proposal, he got a telephone call the next morning from Budweiser Corporate saying, don't open your mouth about this ever again if you want to keep your job. We have, and they cited off a number. I forget how many beers it was. Fairly sizable number. They said, we've got all of these extra beers that can go on the market in your area
right.
as soon as this passes. Yeah. If you don't want it to pass, that's fine, but keep your mouth shut if you want to stay employed.
Right. It's craziness. And,
so, and I don't think anybody would say that Budweiser is not a large brewery. It's saying, you know, like, there are times even when the big brewers support loosening the restrictions
regulations,
because they wind up benefiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this patchwork system that we have all began with sort of what they call the three-tier system. So it looks sort of like this. You have the brewer who makes beer on one end, and you have the consumer who drinks beer, sometimes mm-hmm. to excess, on the other end. And in the middle, this three-tier system mandated by government basically says that, okay, there has to be a distributor right there in the middle. So he will receive the beer from the brewer, and then he will sell it to the end user. And sometimes the end user happens to be a tavern or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes the end user happens to be a grocery store, because I know that there's right. all kinds of weird things to where in some places, brewers over a certain size can't sell directly to a grocer.
Yeah. I have lived on the East Coast, I've lived on the West Coast, I've lived in New England, I've lived in the South, and I've seen so many variations on how you can buy beer. I've lived
in
places.
Walmart sells beer, which is crazy, because in Massachusetts they don't.
Right.
In some states, in Pennsylvania where Chris used to live and I lived, you could not buy beer at a grocery store. You could not buy beer at Walmart.
You
had
can't buy it in Massachusetts. I literally just moved here from Massachusetts. And,
yeah.
You can't buy beer or wine at any grocery store.
Do you have to go to a state store? Or do
you,
a beer
you had to go to
like
a
liquor
beer
store.
Distributor.
Or they have, like, it's weird because they'll have, like, little tiny stores.
Right.
That can sell it, but not, like, big grocery stores.
Yeah.
And but that's, again, Pennsylvania doesn't allow that.
Like a mini grocery store.
Yeah. Pennsylvania wouldn't allow that.
You've got to go to a beer distributor and then buy a case. You can't just buy a six-pack.
And here's what gets even scarier, and I'll talk about Pennsylvania in particular. They have different levels that were imposed by the state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Different levels of distributors. So you could be a master distributor, which meant you buy directly from the brewers, or you were a middle tier distributor who bought from the master distributor. It is just such insanity.
But luckily, some of these regulations are being repealed.
Some of them are. And this comes to us from Draft Magazine. I'm doing a pulling the keg motion on that one.
Let me guess. This is a magazine devoted to all things beer.
I would imagine. But several states are making long-awaited updates to their beer laws, and we'll get into those in just
yes,
a moment.
We will, and your calls and thoughts welcome. What kind of beer do you like? Do you like the good beer? Do you like craft beer?
Do you like gluten-free beer?
Or do you only like that pig swill, like Budweiser?
Oh,
855, 450, free.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking beer.
And we like it.
We do. I
cheers
like
to beers.
Good beer. And I had actually purchased some recently. I bought it for the explicit reason of I wanted to marinate a steak with it. And I've not actually drank one of the beers yet. So I might crack one open tonight. I forget exactly what it is. It's like a winter something with orange.
That sounds good.
Sounds like it might be good. There was a chocolate milk stout.
I've had those.
That I bought not too long ago, and you know it had. I've had milk stouts before.
Milk and beer?
No.
Milk stout is a style of stout. It isn't. Right. Doesn't taste like milk.
I've had milk stouts before.
Yep.
And I've had chocolate stouts before. And I was like, a chocolate milk stout might be pretty good. It tasted like coffee, and I don't like coffee, so I gave it to somebody. So, you know, like, there are times when you gamble on thinking that you're going to like a specific beer, but I do like very unique beers.
Yeah, so we'll get into this story. It comes to us from Draft Magazine. If you like beer, I would highly recommend you check out Draft Magazine. And the title of it is Several States Making Long-Awaited Changes to Their Beer Laws. As we discussed last week, a wacky beer...
Well, we didn't discuss it. They did.
They did. But there's a link to the article, and it's pretty interesting, too, talking about wacky beer laws, beer-related laws, in the states across this great union of ours. But just as the arc of the moral universe bends ever closer towards justice, it also bends towards common-sense beer legislation. Lawmakers in several states have received recently proposed or passed bills that can make it easier for brewers to make and sell their beers and easier for you to drink it. This is government in action, folks. Well, we'll wait and see about that. We have a pretty high bar for what we consider government action.
I would prefer government inaction.
All right, just get the hell out of beer.
Leave
beer alone, and then we're all good.
Not in action, but inaction, meaning they're not doing anything. But if you're repealing laws, that's the good kind of action.
I agree. First, we've got Georgia on the mind because a bill that would allow beer and liquor manufacturers to sell directly to consumers passed the State House on Monday. If approved by the State Senate, which is likely, and signed by Governor Nathan Deal, the law's passage would end a years-long battle between Peach State Brewers and the wholesalers who currently hold exclusive rights to purchase beer from the people who make it. It would also enable brewers to end clumsy workarounds involving sales of souvenir glassware, which could then be filled with beer from a brewer's taproom, or charging varying prices for brewery tours that conclude with a, quote, souvenir, unquote, pint or take-home six-packs or cases of beer. Georgia is currently one of just two states in the entire country that doesn't allow direct on-site sales to brewery customers. The other one is Mississippi.
And I really like the workaround here. You know, I love when people find loopholes in laws. And what they're saying here is, oh, you pay X amount of money for a tour of our brewery.
Right.
And then as a thank you for touring, here's a six-pack.
Or here's a souvenir glass that you may refill here in our tap room six times before you go home, or whatever. Usually it's like twice. But yeah, it's silly. If you make something, you should be allowed to sell it to people who want to buy it.
Yes.
And you should not have government sitting here saying, no, before you can sell it to that guy, you first have to sell it to that guy, who will then sell it to that guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does that make sense in any possible universe?
Yeah.
So, speaking of Mississippi, House Bill 1322, which will permit breweries making fewer than 60,000 barrels of beer a year to sell bottles or cans directly to customers who visit the brewery, is headed to Governor Phil Bryant to be signed or vetoed. The bill would enable brewers to sell up to two cases of beer per day to any one person, but would cap the total amount allowed for on-site sales each year to at either 1,500 barrels or 10% of the total amount of beer produced at the brewery, whichever is lesser. Baby steps, says the article. Okay, so that to me is just one of those things that, you know, okay, well, I know we got a lot of campaign contributions from these brewers, so we got to throw them a bone for something, but we still want to exercise control.
And, right.
And the big breweries, they still give us even more money, so this will keep them happy.
Well, and I have to wonder how in, you know, state legislative elections, how often, you know, InBev and some of the other large companies are just giving money to state reps? Or is it just that the state reps believe the lies that they hear in testimony? Because I remember, again, when the state of Alabama was voting to increase the allowed ABV, one of the state reps literally said on the floor of the state house, if we pass this, teenagers will buy this high alcohol beer and they'll get drunk faster and there will literally be blood flowing in the streets.
Blood flowing is such a great line anytime you want to scare the heck out of people.
So let me explain for people that don't know the price of high alcohol beers. The beers that I like are like, you know, generally in the $2 to $3 per bottle.
Yeah.
You know, I looked PBR, the Pabst Blue Ribbon. You can get a six-pack for $5.
Right.
I like beers that cost $5
a beer.
For a beer.
Yeah, I've noticed that with just about anything. I have really expensive taste. Doesn't matter if it's clothes, beer, wine.
But the point is, you know, this constant fear that teenagers are going to suddenly, you know, dip in and buy a Santa Claus for $8 a bottle is absolutely absurd.
Right. A group of teenagers that scrounge up $25. They're not going to say, get me a six-pack of that high-class stuff. They're going to say to whoever it is that's getting them beer, get me as much as you can.
My high school experience.
I can get you a 30-rack of PBR. All right,
yes.
Cool, and you better have change because I know that's not $25.
The beer selection was completely dependent on how much money we could scrounge up amongst ourselves, and we were interested in two things. Well, one thing. It was how many of them can we get for this much money? That was it. That was
what do you
it.
Mean beer? It was so much cheaper to get a pint of cheap vodka.
Well, yeah, and sometimes we did that, but I...
Jungle juice, Scott.
Oh, boy. All right, so back to this story. Mississippi takes baby steps. They allow brewers to sell up to two cases a day. And now Minnesota is no longer blue on Sundays, at least. New legislation signed by Governor Mark Dayton last week ended a 159-year-old blue law banning Sunday sales at liquor stores. Starting July 2nd, liquor stores will be able to open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the Lord's Day, which means no more Sunday morning beer runs to Wisconsin.
So this is something that has always sort of confused me. Well, not only, you know, the whole thing of a lot of Christians thinking that Sunday is the Sabbath, but the fact that, you know, you can't buy alcohol on Sunday. Well, doesn't that just mean that, you know, people that plan ahead are going to buy twice as much on Saturday?
Yeah, of course.
And then what about, places where they've got NFL football teams to where, you know, people want to, at the game, have a few beers.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Tennessee Titans when they had relocated to Tennessee from Houston. There was some kind of thing to where I believe Tennessee still had some kind of prohibition on Sunday alcohol sales.
Yeah, but isn't it like you can serve alcohol on Sunday at restaurants and stuff?
In not different everywhere. Areas, yeah.
Not everywhere.
That's what? The thing. It's a patchwork quilt of bad
right.
laws.
So they had to like come up with some emergency legislation to where they could sell alcohol up until the third quarter, but only during the games.
Oh, I think that's in Massachusetts, too.
This is I'm Free Talk sure. Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the beer discussion here in just a moment. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow you've ever used? How would you like to try that pillow risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and keep your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting a lot of dead skin and dirt and just getting all kind of nasty.
That is just gross, Daryl.
You can take your My Pillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. It doesn't turn into something you would use to start a fire with. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at a half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like the pillow in the first 60 days, you get your money back, less the shipping. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com/FTL. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL as in Free Talk Live.
Nice. Well, we've been talking beer all night. Did this get spurred on by your story about Ireland? I think it
maybe.
Maybe. I think we're all, everybody but Daryl, who doesn't like to have fun. We've all been talking a little bit about St. Patrick's Day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Irish I am, but I do know that there is some. Again, I believe I mentioned earlier in the show, I had a 23andMe done a while back, and they lump British and Irish in the same little quadrant thing.
I think all it takes tomorrow will be an Irish or a green T-shirt, and then you can claim 100% Irish status. Mm-hmm. And if there are any tax benefits to that, you should claim those too at that point.
Yeah.
I avoid as many taxes as possible. The only taxes that I haven't been able to avoid are fuel taxes that in New Hampshire they call a road toll because they know how much people in New Hampshire hate taxes. And every now and then I'll pay a meals tax.
Yep. Well, we've been talking about a couple states at least trying to do away with some of the sillier laws that relate to beer. And we talked a little bit about Georgia allowing more direct sales coming from brewers directly to end users so they don't have to go through some crazy kind of workarounds and loopholes by saying, okay, we'll sell you a souvenir pint glass and we'll fill it with beer for you. Or Mississippi, which is allowing brewers to actually start selling up to 2 cases a day directly to them. Minnesota ending some blue laws that ban Sunday sales in liquor stores, and that's where you can get beer in Minnesota. Now they'll be open from 11 to 6 p.m. on Sundays.
That's really nice. And I remember when Alabama, back 20-some-odd years ago, decided to allow Sunday alcohol sales. You could not sell alcohol before noon on Sunday.
Right. That's fairly common in states that still... Or they had those blue laws before.
Yeah, and New Hampshire, where we live, there's a really weird thing in statute to where you can't buy alcohol at the store after 11:45 at night. Between 11:45 p.m. and 6 a.m., you cannot buy alcohol.
Yeah.
And the claim is, oh, it's to keep drunk drivers off the roads.
Saves lives.
The bars stay open until like 1 o'clock in the morning, and you can buy alcohol until right up to then.
This is the insanity of these laws. People want to buy what they want to buy, whether it's tissue paper or whether it's beer. It doesn't matter.
So, I'll tell you how I found out about this prohibition in New Hampshire on purchasing alcohol after sometime at night. I worked a late second shift, and I got off work at like 2 o'clock in the morning, stopped at a CVS to pick up a birthday card and a bottle of wine and a little celebratory bag thing. That was,
sure.
Here's the bag, put the thing in, and like tissue paper to cover the wine.
We call that man wrapping.
That's the thing is, in Massachusetts, pharmacies like Rite Aid and CVS, they don't sell beer or liquor either. So weird when I first came up here and I walked in, I'm like, is that beer in Rite Aid?
Somebody left a bunch of beer in the Rite Aid.
So I go to check out, and the guy says, I can't sell this to you. And I was like, why not? Well, because, there's this thing, I can't buy the wine before 6 a.m. What? Why? Well... to prevent drunk driving. And I said, you can see I'm making this as a birthday gift for somebody. I've got the birthday card and the bag.
And the point is, in the, this is the idea. In the name of public safety, we may have to infringe upon the rights of some of our citizens. And you all understand it's okay. This is to save the children or save the whales or save whatever.
Right.
But to do so, we're going to take something that should be it's a completely natural right to exchange goods. That's something that pre-existed government. It pre-existed everything. I had wheat. Daryl had ducks. I needed ducks. I gave Daryl wheat. There you go. Big frickin' deal. And maybe it was mead and maybe I had corn. It doesn't matter. But doing exchanges, exchanging and doing commerce, this is something that was around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And somehow we feel that we can not only regulate it, we can violate your rights and we can tell you when and what you can buy, but we're doing this and we're telling you, we're trying to convince you that it's for all the best reasons. So you'll just sit back and take it.
And the whole thing of, Oh, you've got to show an ID when you buy Sudafed now because you might be a meth dealer. What? I've got a runny nose. You can see that, you know, my eyes are puffy. I need this Sudafed to help with the, you know, sniffling, sneezing, something, something.
Do what I do, Daryl. When they give you that signature, you know, that machine, I just, every time I write on it, when I buy, in my case, Claritin D, instead of signing my name, I write, not Walter White. That's what I write. And nice. There we go. Yes, I'm not running a meth lab.
So, back to the article from Draft Magazine, Maryland and Utah.
Maryland and Utah. Meanwhile, in Maryland, a new brewery proposal proposed by the makers of Guinness has inspired several versions of a bill that could increase the amount of beer breweries are allowed to sell out of their tap rooms. Currently, brewers can only sell 500 barrels of beer per year over the counter. Beer and liquor giant Diageo, I'm undoubtedly mispronouncing
Diageo
that.
Is how I would pronounce
it. Yep. Has asked lawmakers to bump their limit up to 5,000 barrels to accommodate the 250,000 visitors the company expects to visit its new Guinness brewing facility in Relay after its proposed fall 2017 opening. The Brewers Association of Maryland has jumped on board, supporting a separate bill that will allow all brewers in the Old Line State to sell up to 4,000 barrels to their tap rooms, but would require them to close at 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and at midnight Friday and Saturday. That version of the bill will have a public hearing on Thursday. And again,
which was today.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Utah here in a moment. Let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, it's funny to listen to you all talk about the liquor laws up in the Northeast. I always thought the Northeast was a bit more open-minded, but down here in Louisiana, we're able to buy liquor pretty much 24/7. In fact, I think there's a state law that prohibits local laws that prohibit the sale of liquor. At, you know, so it's available in a convenience store, at Walmart, at a drugstore 24/7. And we also have, you'll probably have heard of this. In some parishes, they allow you to buy daiquiris through a drive-thru.
Right.
And they give it to you in a styrofoam cup. And as long as you don't put the straw in there, it's not considered an open container. But it's basically like a bar where you drive through. Now, we pay for it as far as our insurance, but it's just funny to hear, you know, like, and even the bar is closing at 1 o'clock up there. It's crazy to think of that the Northeast is more conservative when it comes to liquor.
Well, let me remind you. Vernon, let me remind you that the Puritans landed in Massachusetts, and a lot of that mindset has not entirely gone away in some respects.
What are you trying to say about people from Massachusetts, Daryl?
Well, it's true, and to Vernon's point, I mean, that's sort of this patchwork quilt of different areas that take different approaches to it. Now, on one level, I'm a believer that local is generally better, and communities might be able to have some say in what they do, but... You know, quit just infringing on my rights. That's all I want.
Vernon, thank you for the call. Hour 3 coming up next after the news. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.